Kerala, special Mir Court convict 6 accused in 2010 Prof. T.J. Joseph hand-chopping case. On the July 12th, the Special National Investigation Agency, NIA, court found 6 accused guilty in the 2010 Professor T.J. Joseph's hand-chopping case. It is to be noted that, all the convicted accused are alleged members of the now-banned Islamist outfit Popular Front of India, PFI. Special Mir Court Judge Anil K. Bhaskar pronounced the 5 accused guilty in the second phase of the trial in the case. The alleged PFI members were found guilty of attempted murder, conspiracy, and various other offences under the Indian Penal Code, IPC. Additionally, some of the accused were also found guilty under the Stringent Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA. However, the court also acquitted 5 other accused in the case. The Special Mir Court will now pronounce the sentences against the convicts on July 13 at around 3 p.m. During the first phase, 31 accused were facing trial before the court. Later, in April 2015, 10 out of them were convicted for offences under the UAPA as well as the Explosive Substances Act, and the IPC. 3 other accused were found guilty of harbouring the offenders. The remaining 18 accused were acquitted by the court. The 11 accused put on the second phase of the trial are those who had escaped after the first stage of the trial was over. However, they were later detained by the police. The NIA court has also found the accused Nasser, Sajil, Najib, Naushad, Kunju, and Ayub guilty. The remaining 6 accused, namely Shafiq, Aziz, Rafi, Subir, and Mansoor, were acquitted. Notably, Ashemannur Sawad, the main accused in the case, is still absconding. As per the NIA charge sheet, he was the one who chopped off Professor Joseph's hand. Initially, the Kerala police was investigating the case, but it was later taken over by the NIA on March 9, 2011. What was the case? In March 2010, one Malayalam professor T.J. Joseph prepared a set of questions for the Malayalam language paper for second year B.Com students. Reportedly, one of the questions asked students to punctuate a conversation between God and a character. The conversation was extracted from the book, Thirukathayude Reethishastram, written by Malayalam director Kunju Muhammad. The character in the passage was a man suffering from schizophrenia and having a constant dialogue with God. Without thinking much about the consequences, he named the man, Muhammad, after the name of the Malayalam director. However, Islamists were quick to label this as blasphemy, and interpreted the question as a conversation between Prophet Muhammad and God. Later, the matter escalated further when the Jamaat-e-Islami-run newspaper, Madhyamam, reported about it. Subsequently, radical Islamic outfits such as the Popular Front of India, PFI, Campus Front of India, CFI, Indian Union Muslim League, IUML, and even the Congress Party led large-scale protests against Professor T.J. Joseph. The Kerala police lodged an FIR against Professor Joseph for stirring communal hatred under Section 295 of the Indian Penal Code, IPC. The police arrested him when he allegedly tried to evade law enforcement authorities, however, he soon was released on bail. Newman College, which is a Christian minority institute affiliated with Mahatma Gandhi University, fired Professor Joseph. On July 4, 2010, Joseph, 53 years old back then, was returning home from church in his car at about 8 a.m. He was accompanied by his sister and mother. Within no time, a gang of 6 Islamists laid siege to his car. Armed with an axe, they chopped off his hand below the wrist and ditched the severed part in a nearby land. The assailants also stabbed the professor in the leg and arm. The Islamists burst crackers and bombs to create an atmosphere of panic. They soon fled the crime scene, leaving an injured Joseph to fend for himself. Professor Joseph was dismissed from the service over alleged blasphemy. Professor Joseph claimed religious fundamentalism was at the heart of the problem. After this, his financial condition deteriorated and his family was abandoned by everyone. The church excommunicated his family. Friends and family members stopped visiting his house out of the church's fear. The incident turned the life of T.J. Joseph upside down. His wife Salome committed suicide on March 19, 2014. In an interview with the Times of India in September 2021, Joseph refused to accept that punishing the accused will bring justice. He said, "My attackers were blinded by fundamentalism, and they gave me only physical pain, but what my own people did to me was even worse, as it affected my family and me in all ways. Topics: Prof. T.J. Joseph Hand Chopping Case. Hand Chopping Case. Special National Investigation Agency. Anil K. Bhaskar. Kerala. P. Fineer. Popular Front of India. Near Court. Kerala Police.